Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for March 23rd, read by Kurt L. from Albuquerque, New Mexico, USA. AA thoughts for the day. Isolating. The less people tolerated us, the more we withdrew from society, from life itself, as we became subjects of King Alcohol, shivering denizens of his mad realm, the chilling vapor that his loneliness settled down. It thickened, ever becoming blacker. Unhappy drinkers who read this page will understand. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 151. Thought to consider. Losers make promises, winners make commitments. Acronyms, KISS, keep it simple, surrender. Just for today, whose, from how do you pray? One of the men stopped me and said, how do you pray? I said that I asked God not to take her, but to take me. He then said, why don't you ask that God give you the strength and courage to accept his will? Say, thy will, not mine, be done. Yes, that was the first time in my life that I prayed for his will be done. As I look back, I see that I had always asked God to do things my way. Came to believe. Page 23. Daily Reflections. And no more reservations. We have seen the truth again and again. Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. If we are planning to stop drinking, there must be no reservation of any kind, nor any lurking notion that someday we'll be immune to alcohol. To be gravely affected, one does not necessarily have to drink a long time, nor take the quantities some of us have. This is particularly true of women. Potential female alcoholics often turn into the real thing and are gone beyond recall in a few years. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 33. These words are underlined in my book. They are true for men and women alcoholics. On many occasions, I've turned to this page and reflected on this passage. I need never fool myself by recalling my sometimes differing drinking patterns or by believing I am cured. I like to think that if sobriety is God's gift to me, then my sober life is my gift to God. I hope God is as happy with his gift as I am with mine. As Bill sees it, trouble becomes an asset. I think this particular General Service Conference holds promise and has been filled with progress because it has had trouble. And it has converted that trouble into an asset, into some growth, and into a great promise. AA was born out of trouble, one of the most serious kinds of trouble that can befall an individual, the trouble attendant upon this dark and fatal malady of alcoholism. Every single one of us approached AA in trouble, in impossible trouble, in hopeless trouble, and that is why we came. If this conference was ruffled, if individuals were deeply disturbed, I say, this is fine. What parliament, what republic, what democracy has not been disturbed? Friction of opposing viewpoints is the very modus operandi in which they proceed. Then what should we both be afraid of? Talk, 1958. Big Book quote. We then look at step six. We have emphasized willingness as being indispensable. Are we now ready to let God remove us all the things which we have admitted are objectionable? Can he now take them all, every one? If we still cling to something we will not let go, we ask God to help us be willing. Alcoholics Anonymous, Into Action, page 76. 24 hours a day, AA thought for the day. Strength comes from the fellowship you find when you come into AA. Just being with men and women who have found the way out gives you a feeling of security. You listen to the speakers, you talk with other members, and you absorb the atmosphere of confidence and hope that you find in the place. Am I receiving strength from the fellowship with other AA members? Meditation for the day. God is with you to bless and help you. His Spirit is all around you. Waver not in your faith or in your prayers. All power is the Lord's. Say that to yourself often and steadily. Say it until your heart sings with joy for the safety and personal power that it means to you. Say it until the very force of the utterance drives back and puts to naught all the evils against you. Use it as a battle cry. All power is the Lord's. Then you will pass on to victory over all your sins and temptations, and you will begin to live a victorious life. Prayer for the day. I pray that with strength from God I may lead an abundant life. I pray that I may lead a life of victory. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota 55012. My name's Kurt, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.